Doctors should prescribe nuts, olive oil and vegetables to patients instead of drugs, and use lifestyle medicine routinely to tackle the big killers such as heart disease, type 2 diabetes and obesity. That's one of the key messages of British cardiologist Dr. Asim Malhotra from the film The Big Fat Fix. It premiered last week at Westminster, and local man Donal O'Neill from Newry is one of the people involved in it. Good morning, Donal.
Good morning, Vinnie.
Tell me about this film. What's it about?
The Fix traces the origins of, the greatest diet ever sold, and that's the Mediterranean diet, Vinnie. And that work was originally done by an American scientist called Ansel Keys back in the 60s and 70s. And it led us down a path to where we find ourselves today, where government recommendations worldwide, Sweden aside, recommend low-fat diets. And for example, right now in the UK, the recommendations suggest that we should be consuming 22.5 teaspoons of sugar per day. But we know from historical research that 20 years of that level of sugar consumption, for example, is a direct route to type 2 diabetes, which is an enormous issue in Northern Ireland and throughout the British Isles, and indeed worldwide.
22.5, Donal, that's a recommendation. That seems like a lot.
It does, but you would find that the average person in Northern Ireland would be consuming a lot more than that, Vinnie, because the hidden sugars in our diets are astronomical. So we tend to reach for low-fat products because we've been told that that's the right thing to do. The movie explores historically how we arrived at that point, and more importantly, what we should be doing and what we should be eating. And Asim Malhotra has led a campaign. He's now a globally recognised anti-obesity campaigner. And I think with the movie concluding with a very firm prescription for improved heart health within 21 days, anybody can benefit from the advice that we're putting out there. But we've had to put it out in a slightly untoward manner. The movie was crowdfunded because we couldn't get a straightforward commission. It's a very contentious message, but it's also a very, very powerful piece of lifestyle medicine advice for anyone who's interested in improving their health.
It is getting some political and medical support, though. And I want to ask you in a second as well about what we should be eating, but there is support behind this movie.
There is, and I think things are changing. And I've mentioned, my co-producer has been a fantastic campaigner. This is actually, it's my third movie that we've produced. We had Serial Killers and Run on Fat, which looked at, the first movie looked at my own father's problems and how I, myself, as a, my father was an elite Gaelic footballer and I myself was an international athlete. So we researched the problems that our family had encountered despite being lean, because this is not just a weight issue. And that's something we also get into. Then we went on to look and examine at some of the elite athletes around the world who contravene, sports nutrition guidelines by consuming real food and higher fat diets. And now we've come full circle, and we're really trying to mobilise a political campaign to raise awareness at a decision-making level. And we've been invited to a second European country to screen it, and it looks like the European Parliament may have expressed an interest as well. So it's really a movement we're trying to mobilise here, not just get a movie out there and create some sporadic information. This is something that we're in for the long term here.
There is a lot of confusing information out there. Donal, you've touched on this yourself in terms of we see low fat, we see low sugar, and then sometimes we maybe would eat twice as much because we think we're eating healthy. So how do you work your way through that minefield of knowing what you should eat and what not? Because you get so much conflicting information from different sources.
The first major source of conflict, Vinnie, is in actual fact, when you trace back, the Mediterranean diet has impacted global nutrition policies more so than any other diet. But it was never a diet. The original Greek word dieta meant lifestyle. And we went to the southern Italian village of Pioppi to investigate this. And there are people still living there well beyond 100 years of age. But they are not consuming low-fat diets. What they are doing is they are leading tremendously healthy lifestyles. Stress is an absolutely critical feature that was lost in translation. And there are many other lifestyle facets. Habitual movement versus strenuous exercise is something that they tend to do. So everything that we tried to do to counter modern lifestyles isn't really working. And when you get into the science of it, we've 100 scientifically peer-reviewed articles referenced in the movie research. So we've really gone into this very, very deep, and we've gone beyond food. But the bottom line is that these people who live beyond 100 years of age in these areas, they're not eating packets of crisps and soda farls. They're eating, you know, food that they're growing themselves. They don't have a word for organic down there. They didn't know what we were talking about. So they're eating very, very high-quality produce. And before people start complaining, let's not forget that Northern Ireland has access to some incredible produce. You've got Fermanagh Black Bacon, which is world famous. You've got Abernathy Butter. We've got mackerel in the sea, which is a very cheap source of omega-3 oils, which are essential in these long-lived areas. So there's really no excuse if we start to make, you know, some very simple decisions and we cut out the processed foods and the very refined sugary foods and drinks in our diets. You can very, very quickly reverse any health issues that are absolutely prevalent in Northern Ireland today.
Donal, we're out of time. If people want to see this movie, you have to pay and download.
Yes, you can stream it or download it at thebigfatfix.com, Vinny.
Okay. Donal, thank you very much, and thanks for listening.